Let's take a look ahead to some forthcoming audio-described shows and even some information about a tourist attraction as well. Anne Hornsby is here from Mind's Eye Description. Hello, Anne.
Hello there, Alan.
Lovely to chat with you again. Anne, got a few things we're going to chat about today. First one is very shiny and new, and we're starting in Manchester.
We are indeed. We have a shiny new theatre there called Aviva Studios. It's the home of Factory International, and it's also the new home of Manchester International Festival. So there's a big, big auditorium. There's a big gallery space. We've already done an audio described tour in the gallery space. But this is a bit of a mega production, really, to mark the opening. It's called Free Your Mind. It has a huge cast, mainly young and local people. And it is a new adaptation or interpretation of The Matrix. It's being directed by Danny Boyle, and it promises to kind of blow your mind as well as free your mind. We have three audio described performances lined up for it. In addition, we will be offering touch tours. We'll be trialing the new equipment that's in there. It starts in one part of the building and then the audience kind of promenades through to another part of the building where they're seated, and then they come through to a different part of the building where they're going to be standing around a performance area, and there'll be this cast. I think there are about 50 people involved, these mega choreographed fight sequences, as well as more kind of intimate dramatic scenes. And it's going to be a challenge, but I like challenges.
A new venue, a new show with a very famous director, and on the move during the show as well. It sounds amazing. It sounds as if it could be quite futuristic as well, being it's based on The Matrix. Excellent. Yeah. When is that one, Anne?
So our first performance is Friday the 20th of October, and that's an evening show. And then the next one is Sunday the 29th of October, and that's a 2:30 show. And then the final one is on the 2nd of November, and that is an evening show.
Brilliant. Sounds amazing. Let's move on to our next one, and then it's I Should Be So Lucky. Any Kylie connection there?
I think there might just be that, Alan. Yep, so this is a new kind of pop musical. It's going to be going all over the place on tour. We're booked to provide quite a few audio described shows. So it's new, opening in Manchester again before it goes off all around the place. So music from pop royalty, including Kylie, of course, but Rick Astley, Jason Donovan, Bananarama coming back out there. It's described as a hilarious and heartwarming original story. So lots of anthems, lots of pop tunes that people know, lots of dazzling dance sequences. And it sounds like it's just going to be a lot of fun and a real feel-good musical. So if you want something to take your mind off all the things that might be going wrong around us, then that you can just indulge yourself. So for a lot of people, this will be about nostalgia and going back to those days. But I'm pretty sure there'll be a lot of younger people who are into the music as well, who'll come along and jig about in their seats. And hopefully we can all get up and have a bit of a dance at the end as well.
Will you be able to already describe this, Anne, in between your singing? This is what
we
need to know.
I will try very hard. People will be relieved to know to not have the microphone on if I am tempted to sing along. Usually I do sing along at my rehearsal when I'm confident no one will sing. But I wouldn't impinge on the audience's ears and spoil their night out.
And when will this one be audio described?
This one is the 22nd of November. It's just been announced. That's at Manchester Opera House. And then it is going all around the place on tour. So hopefully it's coming to a theatre near you, as they say.
Absolutely, and always ask your theatre if there's an audio-described show, and if not, why not? Let's leave the theatre then. I'm going to finish off with some news on audio description. This time, I suppose it's a visitor attraction, we could call it as well.
So I've been contacted by some volunteers who run tours for Gloucester Cathedral. The idea is that they want their tours to be more accessible, more inclusive. They're noticing sometimes they have blind and vision impaired people on their tours, and so they want to make them as meaningful as possible. So they're looking to make their tours more descriptive. Hopefully, there might be some handling items that they can include in the tours. So they're going to be talking about the architecture, the stained glass windows, but also any works of art that are on display in the cathedral, any particular religious or historical object that they could describe to their visitors. So it's a little bit different, but the aim is to encourage more people to feel welcome and to go along and visit the cathedral. So I'm looking forward to meeting them. They're very keen and they can't wait to get going. So that's going to be another venue, another place to visit where people are going to be made to feel welcome and maybe feel like they get more out of their visit than they would do otherwise.
Always great to hear when you get, visitor attractions like that, looking at AD and looking to incorporate it as well. Fantastic news, Anne. Now, if people would like to keep in touch with you or have a look at your incredibly busy diary of events and shows and so on, how can they get in touch?
The website is mindseyedescription.co.uk, and if you do a forward slash and go to events, you'll find a calendar there, as you say, absolutely packed with all kinds of goodies. On X, we're at Mind's Eye Arts, we're Mind's Eye Description on Facebook and on Instagram and on Threads. So there's lots of ways you can get in touch, or if you just want to drop us an email, it's mindseyedescription@gmail.com. And we're always pleased to hear from people. And maybe if you've got a query, you're thinking, what time is the touch tour or which performance is it that's going to be described? Just drop us a line and we can let you know the full details.
Fantastic, and we'll catch up with you again next month. But for the moment, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.